Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Elderly Zimbabweans say the government should look after them following the wiping out of their pensions and savings by dollarization in 2009.
We have lost all our pensions, all our investments, all our savings through dollarization, and yet we are still expected to pay for our medicines.
The MD said safe formation, which of late has been hit by defections of senior party officials, says it is stepping up plans to reorganize ahead of a crucial elective congress later in the year.
We are reviewing our tactics and strategies. We are revitalizing the organization in line with the mandatory congress that is supposed to be held before the end of the year.
And we give you the latest in ongoing matches at the World Cup in Brazil, where Australia and the Netherlands are currently locked in an enthralling contest.
Aging always comes with a lot of problems, in particular health issues. But for the majority of Zimbabwe's elderly population, it's a double-edged sword. The majority of the country's elderly, struggling with health issues as they progress in life, have little or nothing in the bank after their savings and pensions were wiped out by dollarization. Now they are calling on the government to look after them as they are struggling to make ends meet. Ivan Chifera has more details from Harare.
Speaking during belated commemorations to mark the United Nations Elder Persons Day, Jonathan Mandaza, chairperson of the Zimbabwe Older Persons Organization, said abuse of the elderly in Zimbabwe is rampant, adding it includes neglect by the government.
Even we, within the state, we feel we are being abused. We have lost all our pensions, all our investments, all our savings through dollarization, and yet we are still expected to pay for our medicines. This is serious abuse.
Commissioner Mungate said the government should set up a fund to cater for the elderly, especially after their pensions and savings were wiped out by the dollarization of the country's economy. He says most elderly people, even those who were gainfully employed in their heydays, are unable to look after themselves.
We need at least our society, our communities, and our government to start thinking about compensating the elderly people. Health-wise, we need to be considered there. Security-wise, thieves are entering into our properties. We cannot fight them. We need security.
Most of the elderly who attended the commemoration said their situation is made worse by the prevailing economic situation, where the majority of people are jobless. They said their children, who are now their breadwinners, are mostly out of employment. Annette Maratsirwa tells Studio 7 she wants the elderly to be exempted from paying water and electricity bills.
They must help them to pay the rents and to give them health treatment for nothing, and to look after those orphans which the youngsters are dying and leave them alone.
Though the government is obliged to look after the elderly under the new constitution, officials from the public service, labor and social services ministry told parliament early this year that they were hamstrung by budgetary constraints. Despite setting up an old persons board, the government failed to provide funds for today's commemorations and was not represented, as public service, labor and social services minister Nicholas Goche was said to be attending a cabinet meeting. Today's commemorations were organized by the National Aging Network of Zimbabwe, a coalition of civic groups committed to total elimination of all forms of age discrimination. The United Nations set June 15 as World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, a day when people and governments around the world voice their opposition to the abuse and suffering inflicted on older people. The global population of people aged 6 years and older will double from 542 million in 1995 to 1.2 billion in 2025. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.